Candidates heat up the election with campaigns as we have just 11 days to the 14th of June. Candidates are busy campaigning for the forthcoming 11th presidential election, giving speeches to present their plans for the public until a day before the election. All of the eight candidates approved by the Guardian Council have been given a timetable by Iran's national radio and television organization to talk to Iranians throughout the world. Runners grab any chances to visit Iran's major and small cities, meeting people in mosques, conference halls and stadiums, and giving vows to solve their problems. On Friday, May the 31st, 2013, the first debate show between the eight candidates was held. This time, debates are different to the heated but troubled ones in the previous round of presidential elections in 2009. This round's debate is mostly in a question-answer format in which the moderator asks the candidates somewhat challenging questions. In this episode of Iran Today, we will take a close look at the candidates' plans and the polemical views on the policies adopted by the previous administrations. As we get closer to the big day, all the eight candidates try to get into the heat of the race. All of them have already thrown their hats into the ring to reach the presidential palace. One of the basics of setting up a campaign is to recruit teams and launch campaign offices. Ali Akbar Velayati, one of the principalist candidates, officially mounted his campaign office on May the 30th. Several committees, including committees of agriculture, health and women, have been formed to advise him how to win the hearts and minds of the voters. In a speech in his office, he stipulated his plans to reduce healthcare costs in Iran.
People can hardly afford the cost of their medical treatment. Even worse, those who cannot afford it at all forget about their treatment. It's very deplorable. By executing the fifth five-year development plan, people must pay just 30% of their medical charges. Still, with some other plans, we can exempt patients from paying any charges. The employers or insurances then are responsible for paying the charges.
It seems that Velayati has succeeded in winning over other principalist candidates to get support from the Islamic Coalition Party, which is one of the strongest principalist groups in Iran. On May the 31st, the party announced that it would make every effort for the victory of Velayati on the presidential election. Deputy Secretary General of the Islamic Coalition Party tells us why they picked up Velayati as their candidate.
Dr. Velayati is a prominent politician in the world. He was Iranian foreign minister for 16 years during the Iraq's imposed war against Iran and after that. He could do his job successfully. He was very successful in the passing of 598 resolution during the Iraq's war against Iran as the foreign minister. He never decided on a compromise. He also could establish proper relations with the Eastern Bloc and also with Arab League states, which supported Saddam during the imposed war. He is an honest man. He is a man who observes old moral principles. And he is a scientist and a prolific writer, too. He is a university professor and a graduate of both Iranian and U.S. universities. To sum up, he is a reliable man who is determined to salvage the country's economy if he becomes president.
On the other hand, some of the candidates are on whistle-stop tours, racking up support from local influential figures. While Tehran's mayor, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, boasts his success in managing the capital city, he is not so well known in far-off cities as he is in Tehran. In his speech to the people of Urumia, in the northwest of the country, he outlined his plans for realizing the potentials of the region.
As for Western Azerbaijan province, it has the potential for growth in terms of agriculture, animal husbandry, commerce.
Iran's top negotiator, Saeed Jalili, who is the youngest among the contenders, who went to the northwestern city of Qazvin on June the 2nd. Speaking to the people who were holding his posters and placards, Jalili underscored the people's participation in running the country as well as the formation of a model of resistance and progress.
The person who is chosen to be the head of the executive branch must set an agenda for administrative structure in a way that he can provide an equal opportunity for everyone.
Jalili is not the only top negotiator running for president. Hassan Rouhani, the current chairman of the Expediency Council's research center, is the reformist frontrunner who held the position in the early 2000s. Speaking to his fans on May the 30th, he vowed constructive diplomacy as one of the main ways to get the country's economic problems sorted out.
We have to improve our relations with hostile countries step by step. You know, hostility can easily turn to a conflict. We can gradually reduce the level of this hostility. We can reduce hostility to the level of tension. Then it's time for détente. As for the US, it's completely true. Now it's not time for détente. What we shall do now is to remove the hostility between these two countries. But we have to reduce the hostility to tension and then go for détente.
However, Rouhani's diplomacy from 2003 to 2005 in the negotiation with the EU3, France, Germany and the UK has been hugely criticized by some principalist candidates. This has become one of the major points of argument between the reformists and principalist runners.
When Mr. Rouhani was replaced, it was predictable that the team wouldn't be able to uphold properly the nation's rights in nuclear negotiations. They couldn't show up powerfully in the negotiations, and as a result, some changes were made.
No, I know the issue completely. Mr. Rouhani served the country at that time. He hadn't the final word in those negotiations. The whole system had it, and that time it was necessary to do so. And Dr. Rouhani played his role very well. He was replaced by others because we needed to adopt a different policy.
On the same day, the other reformist candidate, Mohammad Reza Aref, vowed in his televised speech to slash unemployment. Boosting tourism is one of the ways he plans to do it if elected.
Iran has the potential for tourism. Tourism in Iran can be viewed from two points of view. First, from cultural point of view, second, from economic point of view. Through tourism, we can create lots of jobs. We have estimated that through tourism, we can create over 200,000 jobs annually. Developing information and communication sections is the second one. Nowadays, an important section which can create many jobs is the information and communication section in developed countries. This section can also help other sections develop. Developing energy section is the third one. We plan to get the added value for energy inside the country. We must not sell raw materials like oil or gas. If we manage to do so, we can create jobs and get the added value inside the country.
On May the 31st, Mohammad Gharazi, who is now well known for his campaigning slogan, forming an anti-inflation administration, spoke on the social maladies in the capital city and the ways out.
This city needs to turn from a consuming city to a producing one. To achieve this goal, the city has to reduce its size and population. It's impossible to run a city with 10 million people properly. But it's possible to run a city with 2 million people. We have provinces with a population of less than 1 million people. I have detailed plans how we can run the country properly.
Similarly, Mohsen Rezai, the secretary of Iran's Expediency Council, believes the government should be minimized and a multicultural economy, independent of oil money, created.
We have to privatize the economy. I dare to do so because I believe in privatization and I know how to do it. I'll certainly do it. I'll seriously bring people to the country's economy. I'll take entrepreneurship seriously. Work circumstances matter to me, but they must result in entrepreneurship. I've read the law about work circumstances. It needs amendments. The most important thing for me is what I said, that is, entrepreneurship.
Part of the economic hardships in Iran is due to the US-led sanctions against Iran. On June the 1st, Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, one of the main principalists in the race, stated that the only way to turn US threats against Iran into opportunity is national unity. The eight candidates are each allowed to use ample radio and television airtime of at least 10 hours. This attracted millions of Iranians to listen and watch the candidates introducing themselves and expressing their views.
The way has been paved for bridging the gap between the presidential candidates to inform the public of their own viewpoints and, on the other hand, people to evaluate the candidates as correctly as possible. Up to now, many parts of it have been done both for the Iranian who live abroad via channels like Jame Jam and for the Iranian who live inside the country via channels 1, 2, 3, news channel, channel 4, and radio channels. The candidates are using them as a way to talk to people. These channels provide a good opportunity for the candidates to talk about their viewpoints.
Iran's national TV has also arranged to air 3 4-hour debate shows, the first of which was held on Friday, May the 31st. The candidates discussed the country's economic problems and presented their plans to create jobs, tackle the housing crisis, control the inflation rate of over 30%, and remove the sanctions. The debate was in three parts. In the first round, the moderator asked each candidate to explain his plans for certain areas in 3 minutes. Other candidates were also given 90 seconds to challenge their rivals' plans. In the second round, a series of multiple choice questions were asked, so no direct interaction happened between the candidates. In the last round, some pictures were shown, and the candidates had to give their interpretations of those pictures. Some candidates were left unsatisfied with the way the televised debates were held. They did not like the format. خوب بود که واقعا بحث میشد برنامه‌هاشون رو مطرح می‌کردن خب این حرفای تکراری این که به این صورت عجله جویده یه دقیقه دو دقیقه سه دقیقه ما خودمون باید با خودمون مناظره کنیم یعنی شما فراهم بکنید
راهش این بود نمایندگان کاندیداها رو قبلا می‌خواستید با اونها مشورت می‌کردید نمایندگان با خود افراد بس نسبت به سبک کار به یه توافقی می‌رسیدید
I didn't like the debate because the candidates were not able to talk about their plans in the short period of time they have been given. You can't bring about an issue in 3 minutes. If you follow independent media, you'll find out that people still have questions about the candidates' programs. Unlike some who just see the negative points, I see some positive points in the last debate. The decoration was modern and beautiful. They sat and talked about some of their plans. I think people have found out good points about the candidates. They now know who is wise and who is intolerant. A person who wants to represent its nation in the international arena should win in such simple programs.
Iran Today went to the streets of Tehran to find what people think about the radio and television programs on the election.
از طریق مردم از طریق روزنامه بیشتر مطالعه میکنم اگه وقت بکنم یه موقعی هم شب میمونم
خیلی کمک میکنه بالاخره هر کاندید دیدگاهی خودش رو مطرح میکنه و مردم هم مقایسه میکنن هر کسی رو که ترجیح دادن بهتر میتونه به اوضاع و احوال مملکت سر سامون بده ان شاء الله که انتخاب میکنه
نه خوب نیست برنامه‌ای که صدا سیما گذاشته برای کاندیدا واقعا جالب نیست من حداقل من احساس می‌کنم اگه مناظره رو در رو میذاش حداقل تا یه حدودی صادق‌تر حداقل رو در روی هم با هم صادق‌تر بودن
باید اینا رو بیشتر بیاره جلوی دوربین که مردم بتونن قشنگ‌تر راحت‌تر انتخاب کنن
بعد نیست نگاه می‌کنیم ببینیم که کدومشون بیشتر به کار ما می‌خورن با اون رأی بدیم
اون شور و حال قدیمو نداره که بیان با هم قشنگ مناظره کنن با هم دیگه بحث کنن و مردم متوجه واقعیت بشن
همه‌شون درباره برنامه‌شون صحبت می‌کنن ولی میگن مهم بعد عمل کردن به اون وعده هاست.
برنامه خیلی خوب بوده. هر شب داره پخش داره میشه و داریم برنامه رو دنبال می‌کنیم که بدونیم این نظرات و کاندیداها رو بدونیم.
In their campaigns, candidates dedicate a large portion of their speeches to evaluate the previous administration's policies, especially the incumbent ones. Each candidate criticizes an administration regarding their political orientations. Principalist runners usually criticize President Hashemi Rafsanjani and Khatami's policies, and the reformists mostly make criticisms of Ahmadinejad's administration. Some candidates blame Rafsanjani's administration for advocating a liberalization of Iran's economy. They state that his economic policies from 1989 to 1997 brought about inflation, inequality, and corruption. After Iran accepted a ceasefire agreement with Iraq in July 1988, the newly elected president, Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, sought to rebuild a country battered by a war with nearly $1 trillion in direct and indirect costs.
The 8-year Iran-Iraq war destroyed Iran's entire infrastructure. We faced with $1,000 million damage and a heavy foreign debt. I remember when Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani became president, we had just $1 million annual income and $12 million debt. He wanted to build a damaged country, repair our debts, and increase our income.
At that time, they didn't choose the right priority. We should have managed to reduce the amount of consumption and increase the production. When you supply all of the country's demand of goods with domestic production, the market will surely.
Some principalist candidates also criticized President Khatami's administration that it did not take effective welfare-enhancing measures. During his tenure from 1997 to 2005, Khatami failed to remove subsidies from energy carriers and food, which was later put into operation by President Ahmadinejad.
Mr. Khatami has a political approach. He started with civil rights. He didn't say that I will improve your salaries. Now you can see that all of the candidates emphasize on the economic issues. He said that I will observe the civil rights and give the people their desired place. This very administration managed to decrease the inflation rate from 17.5% to 10.5%.
It was in Ahmadinejad's administration that the subsidy reform plan was implemented. It was an economic revolution. This reform was mandatory based on the five-year development plans. It was supposed to be performed in the Hashemi's administration during the first five-year development plan.
While Ahmadinejad is praised for improving the transportation system, carrying out mayor housing projects in different parts of the country to build millions of apartments, and attempting to remove inequality, his administration is faced with storms of criticisms for dissolving management and planning organization and implementing the subsidy reform plan improperly, especially now that Ahmadinejad is getting to his final days in office.
Among the achievements of Ahmadinejad's administration is the implementation of the subsidy reform plan, but the plan was executed improperly. For instance, the production sector was not supported well by the government, as it should have been. Fuel rationing was a success, which helped to spread justice and equality in the country. But at the end of the day, those slogans were not materialized, not hitting the elite and dismissing the management and planning organization and other organizations caused a division between the administration and people.
One of the issues nearly all the candidates indicated implicitly in the first debate show was the disputes between President Ahmadinejad and the parliament. Several ministers of Ahmadinejad's cabinet were impeached and dismissed by the parliament. All candidates have emphasized on their plans to have constructive interactions with Majlis.
It is irrefutable that there were some disputes between the government and other branches. Looking carefully at the issue, we find that all the three branches are responsible for the disputes. All of them are guilty. Sometimes the parliament was not tolerant enough.
According to the statistics, Iran's oil revenue during President Ahmadinejad's tenure was the highest in Iranian history. Around $750 billion from 2005 to 2012, which is more than Iran's total oil revenue in the last century. Observers argue that the country should have enjoyed an economic boom with such huge revenue.
It was expected that with such huge revenue, the country's economic problems were solved one after the other. But due to the mismanagement, we could not solve our problems. Five of the candidates in the race who were involved in the current administration are now critical of the economic policies. As far as I know, all people, especially those who are in the production sector, are dissatisfied with the administration. Therefore, the next administration won't succeed unless it uses the collective thinking.
Effective diplomacy is one of the issues candidates have expressed their views on in their campaigns. Looking back to the previous presidents, one of the most important diplomatic measures Hashemi Rafsanjani took during his office was to make bilateral ties with the regional Arab countries, especially Saudi Arabia. Iran's bilateral tie with Saudi Arabia was considerably improved, so that during Khatami's presidency, a security pact was signed between the two countries. Khatami tried to adopt constructive diplomatic relations with other states, including those in the European Union, and an economic policy that supported foreign investment. Khatami's administration succeeded in attracting nearly $10.5 billion foreign investment from 1997 to 2004. Ahmadinejad took a completely different diplomatic approach towards Western countries. Latin America has been an increasing priority for him.
Constructive diplomacy was among the good measures taken. I remember when we went to the neighboring countries, they welcomed us warmly. The idea of dialogue among civilizations made us proud of ourselves. Western powers tried to show us terrorists, belligerent, an axis of devil in the world, but they failed to do so, and the idea of dialogue among civilizations were approved unanimously by UN members. Constructive diplomacy was a smart approach, but it was not enough.
Close relations with some countries in Latin America, which were not influenced by the US, was a huge success. The policy was of great benefit to our country. We have seen this recently, in the 33-day war, in 22-day war, in other moments when we needed an international consensus against US policies.
After more than three decades of toppling a dictatorship in Iran, people are now experiencing a young 34-year-old democracy in which the president can take office just through the ballot box. Iranians have also chosen six presidents, and each of them had their own strong and weak points. This time, on June the 14th, in the 11th round of presidential elections, people are going to cast their votes and choose Iran's seventh president with more experience.